Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels, Heels gets his gloves off.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have a look at the racial protection class action by the Indigenous players against the AFL/VFL. All Indigenous players are included unless they opt out. It's Margalit Lawyers, injury lawyers. There's Mrs. Michelle Margalit and Emily Sinclair specifically have Phil Cracker leading an action being brought by several other players against the AFL/VFL. They're targeting financial compensation. They're making no bones about that. And mediation to make things better moving forwards. It's from 1975 to 2022. The legislation changed in Australia in 1975, which brought money and better workplace conditions for Indigenous people, full stop. Before then, many businesses didn't even have to pay Indigenous workers directly. Currently, there's several cases, some have concluded and some ongoing, of missing stolen wages by governments having to repay that because Indigenous wages could be held by the police station or could be held by the government, and there's these cases are uncovering the missing dollars. Many class actions, of course, don't make it to trial as they need to be funded. And Peter Smorgon will defend the AFL's case in football. So it's quite interesting to just see how it's going to come out. Verbal abuse, physical opponents, unfair physicality, media impacts. Then there's the umpires and the officials who at times made things unfair and difficult to get a hearing. Many big names have been singled out, which has been heavily criticised and, of course, denied by those senior players. I think the most prominent is Kevin Sheedy, a man who could not have done more for Indigenous footballers than anyone else in the game. My mind now moves forwards as we look at what happens in AFL to all employers, government departments, and the huge public service, banks, mines, and industry in general. I wonder what needs to be proven and what any loss equates to in money terms. It's a landmark case, I'm sure, if it gets to trial. Will it make it to court when nothing more can be done by many groups involved?